The Bloody Truth by Stephen Hill. Chapter 18, The Champions Team. When the Chicago Bulls won their championships in the 1990s, every player on the roster got the ring, not just Michael Jordan. The Stars' victory was the team's victory. No matter how small the role, every name was etched in the record. That's how it is with Christ, our star player. His triumph is ours, not because we matched his performance, but because we are on his team. Credited with the win. Romans 5:19 says, "For even as, through the disobedience of the one man, the many were constituted sinners, thus also, through the obedience of the one, the many shall be constituted just. We inherited Adam's loss without playing a minute in his game. Now we inherit Christ's win without having to add to his score. This isn't substitution, it's inclusion. We aren't replaced on the field. We are carried to victory with him. No bench warmers in glory. In human sports, the credit feels lopsided. One or two stars make the headlines. In God's kingdom, there are no forgotten teammates. The least visible believer shares fully in the champion's rewards. The antidote's reach is efficacious for all. Our identity in him. Being on the champion's team means your identity is wrapped up in his. When the Father looks at you, he sees you in the uniform of his Son, covered, cleansed, alive. The stains of sin and death no longer define you. You are defined by the life, the obedience, and the achievement of Christ himself. This is not wishful thinking. It's reality declared by God. Colossians 3:3 says, "For you died, and your life is hid together with Christ in God. Your old self is not in view. Your true life is the one joined to his." The destiny we share. Christ's headship isn't just about rulership. It's about representation. When he was glorified, his team was glorified. When he took his seat at the right hand of God, we were seated there with him, Ephesians 2:6. This is why Paul can speak with such certainty about our future, because our destiny is tied to his, and his future is unchangeable, playing in the light of the scoreboard. The victory is already written. That frees us to play without the crushing fear of losing. We can live boldly, give generously, serve willingly, knowing that the outcome is sealed. We're not trying to earn a place on the team. We're living as full members of it. The champion's victory is your victory. His reward is your reward. His seat in glory is your seat. And nothing, no rival, no failure, no power in heaven or on earth can take that away. Chapter 18. Key takeaways. Adam's defeat included us. Christ's victory also includes us. No believer is a bench warmer. His triumph is ours. Our identity is hidden with Christ in God.